USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Justice Department is appointing a third-party manager for the Jackson, Mississippi water system after the city was under a boil water advisory in the late summer. Attorney General Merrick Garland claims the case is more than environmental justice.
As we work to fulfill our responsibility to keep the American people safe, to protect civil rights, we will continue to prioritize cases like this one that will have the greatest impact on communities most burdened by environmental harm.
Democrats are appointing a 2016 election denier as their new minority leader. New York Democratic Congressman Hakeem Jeffries was appointed by a unanimous vote to lead the Democrats in next year's Congress. Jeffries tweeting in 2017 that former President Donald Trump had not been legitimately elected. Chinese police are moving quickly to clamp down on protests over the country's tough zero-COVID policy. Republican Senator Ted Cruz of Texas says the Biden administration needs to support those calling for greater democracy and freedom.
And say they deserve to be free, but this White House won't do that.
The White House has only said they support peaceful protests. China has been hit by a wave of COVID cases. And as a result, authorities are enforcing mass testing, quarantines, and lockdowns. The economy grew in the third quarter despite decades-high inflation. The growth came out to 2.9%. This comes after the economy had shrunk in the previous two quarters. Christine McVie of Fleetwood Mac is dead at the age of 79. In a statement, her family saying she passed away peacefully Wednesday morning after a short illness. She was a key contributor to the group's multi-platinum success during the late 1970s. This is USA Radio News.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Mike Cappell here, serial entrepreneur with words from another happy payroll customer.
Well, it's very easy to use. The login and the setup was extremely easy. I didn't have to call anyone for help. I was able to do it on my own. And I love the fact that I can run my payroll and print my pay stubs, and then you guys do all of the filing for me. So I get a quarterly report that everything's been filed on my behalf. And then at the end of the year, I can print out my W-2s. So I use you guys. I tell everybody, it's the easiest thing I've ever done. Why anybody doesn't use y'all, I don't know.
Visit us at PatriotSoftware.com. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
A border health rule used by the Trump administration to quickly deport illegal immigrants is going away 3 weeks from today. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton says cartels will use the end of Title 42 to convince asylum seekers that now is the time to come.
And the consequences to them, the negative consequences, they're fine with.
Airbnb is rolling out a new program in select cities to those who rent.
Airbnb is launching a new platform that allows renters to host apartment rentals. It's a project in partnership with major landlords so tenants can host their units just as homeowners do. Typically, such subletting is prohibited in the short term. The company says a new page on its website directs interested renters to a list of more than 175 apartment buildings in more than 25 major markets to start. Some of those include Los Angeles, San Francisco, and Atlanta. It comes as rent keeps going up across the country. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
Twitter CEO Elon Musk has begun reinstating tens of thousands of Twitter accounts that have significant followings after announcing last week a blanket amnesty for Twitter users permanently suspended from the platform. Musk said he will allow all accounts back except those that broke the law or engaged in excessive spam. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Hi, I'm Wade Alaroof. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.